Hello.
Come on, likely. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with David?
Speaking.
Hello?
I say speaking.
Got it. Thank you very much for your time. Actually, we just have a couple of questions for you, so let me ask you. Give me just 1 second. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, no. Things are doing well. Yeah.
Are going well.
In the right way. Yes.
Got it. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
Well, I moved here about 12 years ago, and now I see improvement within this area here. So that's how I see it. I see new buildings coming and all that. Yes.
Understood. Let me ask you, in what year were you born?
Huh. 1961. 1961, September 9th, 1961.
Got it. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, no. No, my area
no.
That we have the Latinos. My area is full of Latinos and everything, yes.
But is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? No.
No. No.
Understood. Now, let me ask you, do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic,
no,
or Latino? I'm sorry,
black.
Go ahead.
African. Black, African.
Got it. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, it's good. It's up there. Over here.
Thank you so much for your answer. Now, next, I am going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. So let me ask you, what do you think about better street and road maintenance? And on a scale from 1 to 5.
Well, what is it like now?
I'm sorry?
Let me put it like three. Yeah.
So how do you rate the better street and road maintenance from 1 to 5?
Like I said number 3. 3, I would take
about
like,
3. Got it. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Over here is booming, so it's okay. You know,
can you hear me better now?
I say it's okay.
So in between a scale of 1 to 5?
1 to what? for?
Yeah, so pretty much, if you had a rate from 1 to 5, in regards to more affordable housing options to rent or buy, what is the scale that you are going to be providing to that in the Levine?
Well, right now, that slowed down. It used to be very hot. It used to be very, very hot.
Okay.
That people were looking for housing and all that it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But now it has slowed down because there are more buildings coming within this area. Yeah.
So do you think that that specific situation is just, you know, impacting the quality of life in Levine?
Well, it has improved the lifestyle here. It has improved in this area. So it's okay. No.
So you can scale it on 4 or 5, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Understood. What about more parks and recreational opportunities? In between 1 to 5, in which 1 is very little and 5 is a lot improvements on the life quality in Levine.
Well, let's make it like toy.
Got it. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses?
One thing we need here is we have to get a big shops here. Like, we don't have more of quality shops.
So do you consider this time, what's the scale that you're going to be given to that quote? In between 1 to 5.
Well, there are more things coming here, but it would be like 5.
Understood. Now, going forward to the same scale, what do you think about more good paying jobs?
Well, I think over here, before everybody comes, he had his own skill or moved from some place to here, so they already have their jobs, what they do. A few times that I used to see some stubborn people within this area. There was nothing like that. You know, people here were very they were good people. From few about a year ago, as I used to see some vagabonds, those who were standing at the gas stations and all that, you know, it was very discouraging. At that time, it was discouraging for me moving to this place. But this time I don't see them much. I don't see, people walking on the side of the road and all that. No. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has stopped. It's okay.
I understand. So do you consider that because of those changes, the quality of life in Levine is due to the more good job, good paying job, it's improving the life of quality in there?
Well, it's okay. People who are not just walking around here without anything. You know, first time that we moved here, everything was anybody who you see here get something to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't just hang around. No. Some few, about a year ago, that I used to see some street guys that they standing at the gas station begging for money and all that. No. Everybody was very busy over here going to work, or you see somebody outside, you see him going, you know, he will just leave and go. But I think these are the things that we need to watch.
Not it.
You know, in the area here. Mm-hmm.
Understood. So what is the scale that you are going to be given to that quote? From 1 to 5?
So I will be like, let's make it like the same way.
So it's in between 3-4, probably?
Yeah. In between 3-4, yes.
Understood. Now, when it comes to more dining and entertainment options, do you think that improves quality of life?
That one, we don't see it much. Now, everybody is everybody is capable of making his own, not too much yet. There is area that everybody respects himself.
I see. Got it. And how do you consider that is contributing, if you had a scale, from 1 to 5, to the quality of life in Levine? Do you consider from the 1 to 5, what is the scale that you're going to be providing to that?
Like 4. 4 will be. Yeah.
Got it. And what about better public transportation options? Do you consider that this will improve the quality of life in the
business? We don't depend on transportation, like waiting for bus or something. No. Everybody is capable of, making his own choice of transportation. Yes.
Understood.
No,
so
we don't depend on public transportation now. Once a while, then you see, it's okay if the bus come here, it's okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you had to rate into an scale from 1 to 5, what is the score that you're going to be given to that quote?
Like 2.
2.
No, mm-hmm.
All right. We are 39% of the service, or we are about to end up. Thank you very much for helping out with that. So let me ask you now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, and a student, or a homemaker?
I work. I'm a taxi driver, but I have worked for all these years, about 40 years or 35 years. I moved from Atlanta to here. And it's okay for me.
All right. So what is your job status at the moment?
I'm still a taxi driver.
So you are employed, basically?
Yes. I drive yellow car here. Yeah.
Got it. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employee office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin?
Say it again. You say what?
basically, will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employee office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Oh, there are some professional, I think there are some professional workers in Levine, yeah.
Do you think that they have too many?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not too many, but it's okay. You know, everybody's.
So it's about the right amount, pretty much.
Yeah.
Got it. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, or retail, and restaurants in Levine?
When we first moved here, it was. But now, I think it has slowed down for new employees and all that. Now everybody knows what he wants and what he wants to do. As soon as you wake up, you see people going to work. You know, nobody has time for any.
Got
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pretty much it's too few, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Understood. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of a different kind of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Levine?
Well, like stores that we don't have much here. We don't have big stores, like I said. You know,
got
we
it.
Travel, we go far away before we see some stores. You know.
So
even though
like
we
see
have
more,
Walmart,
more of
it's them. Only Walmart that we see in this area. Yeah, that's it. We don't see any different stores. No. That for that one we need something in around here. Yeah.
So you basically strongly would like to see more home goods stores and other retail store like Target in there, in the bean.
I'm talking about stores that
like grocery
like
stores.
Like a mall, no. No grocery stores. For grocery stores, we have it. We have the, yeah. The big stores. Like if you go to this area, I don't see. If you go to Fashion Square and Desert Ridge areas, that's what we need. One of them in the west side too. Here we don't see nothing like that unless you go to other places.
Got it. So going back to the home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Levine, would you like to see more of that?
Like Target, yes.
Yeah, and do you consider that you strongly would like to see it somewhat or no?
Yeah, we would like to see something like that over here. Well,
got it.
Like,
now,
like I said,
what
only
yeah.
Walmart that we see. That's it.
Oh.
That's the biggest store that we see or somewhere.
In Levine. Yeah.
Mm.
Got it. Now, sir, when it comes to restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues, what do you think? Would you like to see more of that? Yes? Strongly yes, somewhat, or no?
Well, if they get, I see only one bar in around here. One bar. the folks, like white folks, bad as it. We don't see much. No. Just one that we see it at the corner. That's it. One place that we see it. And we have the Gulf. It used to be a Gulf area. But not this time. You know, some folks have come very close to this area, so we don't see it.
Understood. Mm-hmm. So, basically, based on your comments, you really would like to get those type of, you know, restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues a little bit more in Levine, right?
Yeah.
Strongly, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Understood. And what about doctor's offices and hospitals? Would you like to see more in Levine?
Well, we have one. Dignity.
Sorry?
Emergency hospital. I would see it here. One. One in Levine 51st Avenue area there. I would see one. It's okay.
All right. So you pretty much would like to see more in that.
Mm-hmm. But if we get like hospital, good. Well, the
right.
It is okay. It's able to.
So you strongly somewhat want to see more of this and in Levin.
Well, people are moving here, so yes, you see.
Strongly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And what about dollar stores and discount chains? Would you like to see more of that in Levine?
Discount what?
Like dollar stores and discount chains?
No, not too much, no. And then that's what we're running around here, no.
So you really don't like
to see that? If we see one is okay, but not too many, no.
Not too many. All right. Understood. Mm-hmm. And what about grocery stores and supermarkets? Would you like to see more in Levine?
Yeah. For grocery store, there should be... We have fries over here.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you say yes strongly or somewhat to have like a little bit more to want to see in that?
That's it.
And a strongly yes.
Yes.
Understood. And now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine? And I'll take notes of that.
Well, I've been taking note of that, Matt. But, like I said, if we get one bit more in around here, it's okay. More. One bit more. In the west side here, yeah, it's okay.
Pretty much a mall in which you can see different like stores and the people can just go and check a lot of things in there, basically.
Yeah.
And if you had to tell, you know, some store that you would like to see on that mall, what do you think that you would like to see there in regards of the stores on that mall?
There's not much so, but if there's something in around here, it's okay. It's okay. We don't see nothing over here, like Southwest.
Subway?
Uh-huh.
What else?
Like, this area here is mm-hmm. like, we don't see things much, but it's okay. Maybe from time to time they will bring more here. The bigger mall here.
So a bigger mall pretty much with different stores.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of stores? Like Subway, Apple stores? Like, what would you like to see on that mall?
Well, whereby you see something like entertainment areas, where to get some.
When you said entertainment, such as like a cinema or something?
Like.
Got it. What else?
It's okay. It's okay now.
Okay.
Let me go.
Alright, let's move on. Then we are on a 60% of the survey. We are just right ahead to end it up. So let me ask you, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Lepin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominium, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing available, housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Not too many hangouts here, no. It's okay.
So it's not a problem at all?
No, it's not a problem, yeah.
Got it. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a big problem, fairly big problem?
Now it's very, very high.
And it's a very big problem.
It wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. 4 bedrooms, like 400,000 going. Oh man!
I see. So still thinking about residential, you know, residential. Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
My old man, who is just opposite where I live, he said when he moved here, he bought 2 houses. At the time, by this, it was 75, 85. Damn. Now, the price over here is 400.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
It was 75, 85 at that time.
Wow.
And then I was, but I didn't know my way around.
Yeah, got it. And let me ask you. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. See.
I'm sorry. Still thinking, you know, about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of a different kind of housing for age. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. So would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Levine?
No. Not apartments and condominiums, no.
Got it. And what about housing options for seniors?
For seniors, once a while, then we see a senior's house. We don't see it at all. No.
So would you like to see that in Levine?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
And what about? Yeah, got it. And what about single family detached homes? Would you like to see that in Levine?
Single family.
Single family detached homes. Yeah. Would you like to see more in Levine?
No.
No. Understood. And what about townhouses or attached homes? Would you like to see more in Levin?
No.
Understood. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
I've lived here for about 24 years, I think, in the sun.
Wow, that's a life.
I moved from Atlanta to here.
Yeah. Hey, and let me ask you, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Yeah, I'm living in my home.
So you own your home?
My family.
Got it. Now,
my wife and my children.
Wow, that's good. Now, sir, let me ask you, I'm going to, read to you some proposal to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first, next proposal is to repurpose or replacement parking lots with new housing. Do you favor or oppose to that as a way to address housing costs an option?
It's okay developing this area. This place has been developed within some few years, about 12 years or something. It's okay, my wife is coming, so call me in another time, yeah.
So you are, let's say, strongly favor in regards to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Yeah.
Understood. And what about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Do you favor or oppose to that?
For that one, no.
So you're strongly opposed to that, or somewhat opposed?
Yeah, I oppose it. No.
I'm sorry? No me digas eso.